Welcome back inside the Quicken Loans studios at Yahoo Sports Radio. The countdown is on as the start of the college football season. It is less than 1 week away. And in our next segment tonight, we're going to shine the spotlight on TCU as they will open up the 2015 season on the road at Minnesota. And for the defending Big 12 champion, there are very big expectations as TCU is ranked number 2 in the preseason AP Top 25 poll. And the Horned Frogs, of course, they returned 15 starters, including 10 on offense from last year's 12-1 team that concluded the campaign with a 42-3 win over Ole Miss in the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl. They made a very strong statement. Always a pleasure to have back with us right here at Yahoo Sports Radio. That is TCU's head coach, Gary Patterson, who, of course, is joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. Good evening, Coach.
Hey, how are you, Alyssa?
Hey, I'm
glad
doing
to be on.
Thank you very much. It's great to hear your voice and obviously a tremendous anticipation and excitement for the 2015 season to get underway. And I just want to start off our conversation tonight with just the overall perception of TCU football and your program, because I get a sense that this season has a different vibe. It's got a different feel to it externally. I mean, has that affected your approach and your preparations?
Yeah, probably good and bad, to be honest with you. You know, I'm one of those guys that likes to stay below the water because every season's a new season. And, you know, you lost some guys last year that were you know, Sam Carters of the world that were very good players that, you know, did more than just play on the field. So, you know, you're always, as a head coach, you're always a little bit held back looking at all of it, and you know, and doing it, but you know, it's here, and so like it's been for 33 years now. It's time to get going, and you got to get that first one under your belt.
Absolutely, TCU with the high rankings and the recognition. Obviously, Gary, this is indication your program is finally getting the respect that it deserves. So, with the stakes being higher, comes pressure. What is the key to getting your players to thrive under this intense scrutiny and playing consistent winning football?
Well, for us, is not to even worry about it. You know, like I told Trayvon, you can't be a Heisman candidate if we don't win ball games. And for our team, you know, and it's, you will find out, you know, there's a lot of guys that are going to have to play in this first ball game against Minnesota that have a ring, but they didn't play on the field to earn it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you lose six starters, really six good starters, and I think two or three of those guys are in camps, NFL camps right now, and so you know, get guys that played a lot of football, that went through the tough times, knew how to grow up, what it meant to be a TCU Horned Frog. But, you know, as our motto was, is prove them right. You know, you're either proving them wrong or you're proving them right. And, you know, there's guys out there that say, you know, we're young on defense. We got a chance to struggle, and we might. But we might also, you know, sometimes adults hold back young people from doing it. So we haven't even talked to them about that. We've just talked to them about playing the way TCU does. And offensively, we've got to make sure that we don't get frustrated because we listen. If we're listening to everything that people are saying, this Minnesota team has a really good defense. They got four starters back in the secondary, very good players, draft guys that are draft choices, and so reality probably somewhere in between when it comes to the ball game and really the hype and everything else that goes on.
TCU head coach Gary Patterson with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I'm Alyssa Walker-Campbell. We are interactive, and we would love to hear from you. Join us at Twitter, at eRadio Sports. You can always email the show at Alyssa@YahooSportsRadio.com. As we zero in on TCU, obviously these sky-high expectations, they're definitely warranted. You had mentioned Boykin, the talent that you return. What do you think is the biggest obstacle that you will have to overcome? Because I look at the layout of your schedule. You face a number of quality opponents. What's the biggest obstacle you'll have to overcome in order to be in the hunt for the title?
Well, I think the biggest obstacle is just you have to play every game. Last year we played 10 games in the state of Texas. This year we'll play six big road games. Plus you have Texas coming to town. You have Baylor coming to town. You have a West Virginia on a big Thursday night game. And then you have Kansas. And so, you know, for us, playing the quality opponents, going to Manhattan, Kansas, going to Stillwater, going to Norman, going to Ames, going to Lubbock, going to Minneapolis, I mean, all of those are hard places. To go beat somebody in their own house is just really tough to do in this day and age. Everybody, the quality and the level of competition is really close on both teams. And so you got to take your own energy. And, you know, for us, being in the Mountain West Conference, when we had to go over the mountains, we had to learn that. But, you know, for us, we're going to play some guys that have never played college football before. This is going to be the first ball game, and how do we handle that? You know, a lot of head coaches, you'd always like that first one to be at home. and so that you had your own crowd so they were calm about it. But sometimes it's better going on the road because kids aren't worried about getting tickets for their families or what they're doing after the ball game or anything. All they're worried about is going in. They know they don't have any friends in the stadium that they're going to, and they focus in and they become one. And, you know, historically, since we've played very well going into other places. We've been physical and we've been mentally tough enough to do that. We'll find out very quickly against a very physical, methodical Minnesota team, the Jerry Kill coaches, of whether or not this team could handle that kind of pressure early. And so I've been talking to him about it since January. I knew what this was going to be like as soon as we saw the schedule come out and the people that we had to play. And so, you know, it's not that we'll be surprised. We should at least be mentally. We've talked about it, understand it, and what we have to get accomplished.
Talking TCU football with our head coach Gary Patterson tonight at YSR, the Big East Sports Show. And it is interesting. I mentioned in the opening, the Frogs last year with that impressive 12-1 record, the share of the Big 12 title, and you missed just the first year of the playoffs. What did you, coach, and your players learn from that particular experience?
You know, I just didn't. You know, having been in those other conferences, you were always outside looking in, so there was always a level of patience knowing that no matter what you did, you had an opportunity maybe not to be able to be a part of it. And so for me, you know, really that's the way we've approached this whole situation. We've approached this situation understanding that you can only control you. You've got to go win the amount of ball games. If we wanted to get in the playoffs last year, we needed to be undefeated, and we weren't. And so for us, this year's group has to understand that we want some close ball games. We had to hold people in the fourth quarter. We had to come back and score some points. And if we can do that again this year, we'll win a lot of football games. If we can't, then we'll struggle in some situations.
Well, that certainly had to serve as a motivation, some extra motivation coming into this season. As you had just mentioned earlier, your new motto is prove them right. But I just have to wonder, you know, when you go through some disappointments and setbacks like that, what's your message to your team to get them to get back on track, to move them forward? And you talk a lot about, Coach Patterson, growing up your team, maturing these guys.
Well, I think you stay the course. I think football is no different than life. I mean, it's not how people handle success. Sometimes the good things that happen to them, it's how they handle the failure. Things aren't going right, you tell the character of a group. But I would say this, I think people handle failure better than they handle success. I think we've always been a lot better football team, a lot better program when our back's against the wall, when people have told us we couldn't do it. And to be honest with you, there's a lot of people out there, even though the polls say that people voted us number two, there's a lot of people out there that believe that that we'll fall on our face, that we've lost some really good players, and to be able to do it 2 years in a row. And so you can't listen to the good or the bad. And so for me, we've just been working on us. Now, even though I can tell an 18-year-old that he's not supposed to watch Twitter or he's not supposed to listen to SportsCenter or Duel, they're going to do that. And so they're going to form a little bit of an opinion, and we'll find out if the Minnesota game doesn't turn out the way we need it to. We need to grow from it and to move forward. We were able to do that after the Baylor game last year, and we're able to win it. I would bet that there's going to be a lot of things that we have to, if we win the ball game in Minnesota, there's going to be a lot of things that we're going to have to learn from because we're young at positions. And every day they're going to get better. But I think if we have an opportunity, we can stay healthy as we grow. We got a chance to be a really, really good football team by the end of the season. But only time will tell. But, you know, you can't practice. It's like quarterbacks. I tell people, well, how's he doing in practice? So you can't judge a quarterback until he steps on the field on Saturday. And so for us, I'm waiting till our Saturday's this next Thursday,
right,
to see what kind of football team we have. And, you know, head coaches are kind of like fans. You know, it's sometimes you kind of know what you got, but you got to see how they're going to react and how they do things. And, you know, as the older I get, the more that I really kind of look at it that way. You know, kind of see how the game progresses, how they handle it, and help them get through it and find a way to be one point ahead.
The college football conversation continues with TCU head coach Gary Patterson right after this quick timeout.